Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about a fabulous trip that I had on the Paul Gauguin Moana ship when I took a cruise over to Europe, starting in France and going down to Italy. And, Doc Bill, I had some great food.
Well, the food is great. I mean, looking at what you have, the different type of dishes there, it reminds me of some of the stuff we have on Sapal Island, but yours is a lot more fancier. But one thing we will be doing, we'll be putting on the Sapal Island Birdhouse website some of the native foods of Georgia. And again, if you're in the area and you want to cruise on a small ferry going over to Sapal Island, consider Sapal Island Birdhouses. It's sapalandbirdhouses.com. Again, the website is sapalandbirdhouses.com. Our phone number is 912-223-6515. But getting back to the cruise, the food looked incredible.
It was really, really good. There were so many dishes that we had that were really, really great. But I want to ask you about one dish. The chef made this really fabulous, yummy, delicious dish using pasta that was, I guess, infused, you call it, with squid ink.
It's a very wonderful classic dish. The squid ink gives it a nice, rich, almost purple-black color. And that's been used for years by a lot of the chefs in Italy when they make pasta. They also do a version of that with rice. But again, once that pasta is made, you can mix it with a variety of things. Whether you want to put clams in it or whether you want to put fresh vegetables in it, a lot of things you could put in it that brings out the flavor and the colors, which really stimulate the taste buds.
Well, you know, we had it with clams, some very special clams. Now, we went to the market with the chef. It was one of the excursions that you can do. And this was in Genoa. And we went with the chef and had a chance to go around and taste all kinds of different samples of cheese, like I mentioned earlier, and select different things. And there was an area that had all kinds of pastas you can probably imagine with this being in Italy. And that was one of the ones that we selected, and then also selected the clams.
Oh, that's a great way to go. Clams become way more popular these days. They're also more available. And we're doing a lot more farm raising of clams. But in Italy, again, it's from the fresh local market. And a lot of these chefs, they go and get what's fresh in the market that day. So you can actually from the table, start from the farm to the table right then.
Right. And then also, too, directly from the fishermen as well, because the fish was very fresh. The vegetables, fruits, everything was really, really fresh. Now, another one of my favorite meals as well on the boat was ossobuco.
Ossobuco is a very, very great, classic dish. It's a nice dish in which it's a shank, and it's either done with veal shank or it's done with lamb shank. And it's braised, cooked slowly, so the meat just falls off the bone. And a lot of the flavors in the stock that comes off the bone and surrounding meats really give the dish a lot of good flavor.
Well, let me ask you this, Doc Bill. Do you have a favorite Italian dish?
Other than a really good thin crust pizza, I have quite a few. Pastas are really great. Some of the potato gnocchis are good dishes, which is a pasta made from potato and flour. The antipastas, the different types of salamis, the preserved meats. I mean, all those stuff are just classic, really good dishes. I like small little samplings of a lot of the great favorites from Italy.
You know, another thing that I really love, too, are the olive oils in Italy. And I know Georgia's becoming really well known for olive oil as well, but in Italy you just really get some fantastic olive oils over there.
They're very light. A lot of them are very extra virgin olive oils. And as you said before, Georgia has a really good olive oil that you can find at some of the local markets like Whole Foods. It costs about $25, and it's a very high-quality olive oil. We'll have some information on that on our website from the Sapal Island Birdhouse website as well. But in Italy, olive oil is what's used to cook dishes in, and it's also used using a high-quality olive oil to finish the dishes to give them that really good flavor.
Mm. And the salad dressings made from olive oil over there, too, are just really fantastic. Just really adds something special to the dish. It really does. But now, do you make ossobuco? Because I don't remember you making any of that for me.
No, I've made it. It's a dish that takes time. But I'll make some for you. You know, it's a slow braise, and it's a great dish.
Well, that sounds great. Now, is there anything similar to maybe making ossobuco that maybe some of the folks down on the coast do?
Well, they do that type of simmer braising, but it's usually maybe done with any good piece of meat. You can do it with the lower shank of a pig. It can be done a lot well because hog is one of the most famous foods eaten in that area there. And, again, the Germans do a similar type dish with that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the ossobuco as well as the squid pasta with clams were both fantastic. And, of course, you know me, I had to pull the chef aside and ask him a couple of questions about that dish and just really how he goes about, you know, really selecting and choosing the ingredients that he includes in his dishes. So I had a chance to talk with Chef Roy.
I asked him about the day in the life of a chef on the Moana.
So here's Chef Roy.
I start every day at, I wake up at 6:30 and I'm on duty at 7. If the whatever time is the breakfast, I'm 1 hour before. So now the breakfast is at 8, so I'm at 7. If the breakfast is at 6:30, I'm not 1 hour, then I'm at 5.
But still, that's very early.
Yeah. So actually, if I don't come, it won't affect the operation. The breakfast will be there. There'll be everything will be the same. But I still come to double check, you know, because the guy who cooks breakfast, he comes at 4 o'clock in the morning and he continuously cooks. So sometimes it happens that some engineering fault, the power is not working or something, and he can get stuck. So coming 1 hour early is to double check that everything is okay. I don't cook in the breakfast, nothing. I just check the breakfast cook has all the prep ready. I taste his sauces, like the hollandaise sauce for the egg benedict and stuff like that. I check that. Then my main job is the setup. When they set up the buffet for the breakfast, the lunch, if the color combination, if the berries are fresh enough, exactly. And then all through, that is the first part. That is done. Then we have the morning meeting with the hotel director and all the other department heads, where we discuss today and the next day. And then all through the breakfast, what I do is I come up and down to check the refilling, if the buffet is always full, looking fresh. Because the last guest who comes in should get the same experience as the first. Yeah.
Didn't you just love that? See, if you had been there, Doc Bill, you could have been right in that conversation, right at the market, right there with me, having some of that great food.
Well, I love going to markets, and I like picking out what we're going to eat for dinner anytime.
I know you do. So you have to promise then that you're going to go on the next one with
me. I'll be in the South Pacific. You don't have to drag me out to that.
You'll be leading the way, right?
Right.
That sounds great to me. Now, thank you guys for listening. So glad you joined us today. Hope that you also enjoyed this and are maybe inspired to take a look at the website for Paul Gauguin. That's pgcruises.com. And check out their website and just see what some of the dates and some of the destinations are. Maybe you can take a cruise too. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Please join us in 2 weeks and we'll be back on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in.